Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to The Drive.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Coming up in a little bit, we will talk football with Jay Binkley, but right now, we're going to attempt to do something that I don't think we've ever done before in Drive history. We have invited Alex Gold in the studio. We have invited Jay Binkley in studio. Rob is here, again, unfortunately. So this is what we're going to do. There is a survey now from Wallet Hub. They have ranked New Jersey as the best state to live in when you factor in safety, quality of life, education, and health. So Jersey is the number one. Massachusetts is the number two. And New York is third. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the first ever Drive state draft. Since there are only four of us, we need another person so we can have half of the United States. So we're going to allow the phone line the opportunity to compete. 913-576-7610. We will give the text line the fifth overall pick. Therefore, they'll get the sixth overall pick. So, Rob, if you can take the next caller, 913-576-7610. So we're going to draft the states here in order of where you would want to live.
Not visit, live.
Live.
Okay.
You live in these states.
And you know what? I guarantee you none of us have any of the selections from the Wallet Hub.
We'll see. We'll see.
This is also the Wallet Hub that had Olathe as a beach town, right?
They did have Olathe as a beach town. All right. So
Olathe Lake, man. What a lake.
We will do that. I have the first overall pick. I believe you have the second pick.
Gold. I do, yep.
Rob has the third overall pick. Binkley has the fourth pick. And the caller is going to have the fifth overall selection in the Drive draft. We're going to go through half of the United States, and I just want to see where New Jersey falls on this list. That's maybe the purpose of this exercise, because I can't imagine wanting to optionally live in New Jersey. But maybe you guys value New Jersey differently.
You can't even fill up gas at the pump. Every time I've been to New Jersey,
it's a law.
It's a lot of jobs
and wages. There's another state that does that as well.
Who the hell wants that? You want to go to Quick Trip? You want to fill up yourself? Go get your taquito and roll.
Rob,
wait on somebody.
It's time. This might be the easiest number one overall pick that we potentially have ever had as we are drafting states. With the first overall pick in the Drive state draft,
I'll guess this.
I will choose Texas as the
number one overall
pick. I will select Texas with the number one overall pick.
All right, they're off the board. What's your favorite city in Texas? Where would you live?
I'd probably live in Houston.
Really? Okay. So I'm more of a Dallas guy. I lived in Houston for almost 2 years. Yeah. I would choose Dallas.
I've never been to Houston, but if the girls look like Meg Thee Stallion, that's where I need to
okay.
be. That's where I need to be.
Okay. Alex Goldberg. That's my kind of tech. We tore up Dallas.
That's my kind of town.
I like Dallas.
I do too.
Houston's fine.
The answer is Austin. Austin's the best town in Texas.
It's changing though in the last couple of years, but yes, fun. It's a fun place to visit. I live, it's changing a little bit. All right, I got the second pick.
You do have the second pick.
Here comes Jersey. Mark it down.
He's definitely going Jersey here.
I am going with Hawaii.
I figured CDOT would go there.
Hawaii with the number one pick. Look, anywhere with beaches, it's going to be higher on my list. I'll just tell you right now.
This is why I wouldn't pick Hawaii. It's difficult to get anywhere else. It's difficult to get anywhere else.
Yeah.
That in Texas, that's an easy drive home. It's just comfort of living. Hawaii is a great place to go visit. I'm not hating on it to visit. I don't think I would go live in Hawaii.
I'm good to live there.
All right.
I'm good.
Can you imagine waking up at 7 a.m. to watch NFL games on Sunday? Miserable life.
Yeah, but the beach offsets.
That's okay. I can't argue that. I don't know if I don't know if I care as much about the NFL if I could just wake up and
How about
the
watching the games while on the beach? That sounds pretty damn
it's
good
pretty
to
early.
Me. It is early.
Can you, imagine, can you imagine Bink getting up for those London games in Hawaii? Bink is up in the middle of the
night.
You
wouldn't even go to bed. You just wouldn't even go to bed. Yeah. That's it.
Rob, you have the third overall pick. So we are drafting states based off if you would live in the state. Texas is off the board. Hawaii is off the board.
I will take the great state of California with the third overall pick. Mm. Man, elite Texas. Cities, you get little... Valley, you get a little city, you get
nice
a little beach action.
Yeah. Nice and expensive.
Economy's booming, according to a Colin Coward's tweet. So,
you get a little smog.
I mean, listen, California has everything that you want, and I didn't want to live in Florida. So give me California at number three.
Okay. All right. California off the board. Bink is coming to you, my friend.
I'm going to go to a place.
You're definitely taking Pittsburgh here.
No.
Well, that would be a city, but yes.
No. Yep.
No.
I'm taking probably one of the most beautiful places you'll ever set your eyes on. South Carolina. You get the beaches, the golf courses. I'm not kidding you, man. South Carolina is awesome.
Look, they were on my short list. The Charleston, I've heard, is great. And then Hilton Head. No, okay.
You got Myrtle Beach.
I'm surprised it's
everything.
Your first pick, though.
Why not? I love South Carolina.
South Carolina's a good pick. I like South Carolina.
I was just
first
surprised.
Round?
Yeah, I would have selected them later. I'm surprised you went there right away.
Not great value, bro. That wasn't good value.
That was very good value.
It wasn't good value.
Nothing wrong with South Carolina, but just surprised it was a pick there. That's all.
All right, we got to go to the phone lines here. Steve, you are playing the Drive Draft. You have back-to-back picks of states. Texas is off the board. Hawaii's off the board. California is off the board. And somehow South Carolina became a top five state. You have back-to-back picks here for the callers. Who are your two state picks?
Okay, interesting. South Carolina. Let's go. I'm liking these two picks. I'm going to go Florida. Mm. My fifth pick.
Okay.
And then the greatest state of all, let's go Missouri. Missouri, baby. Midwest.
M-I-Z, Steve.
Okay.
All right.
Missouri.
Come on now.
Okay.
That's a homer pick.
That's a reach. That is a reach.
All right.
Why? It's a nice place to live. Like half of us live there.
It's a fine state to live.
Six overall? Come on now.
It's high.
I don't know if that's
you got Lake of the Ozarks, you got Branson, you got all that stuff. All
right. Your selling point was Lake of the Ozarks and Branson?
You got the Northland?
You didn't even.
It definitely has the Northland. All right, Bink, it's
now
back
that you mention it.
Bink, it's back on you. All right, let's stay back on you. You already have South Carolina now in your drive.
Let's stay there. States. Let's go mountains, beach, Cape Hatteras, Charlotte. Let's go North Carolina.
What is it about the Carolinas?
Yeah. I'm just nailing the Carolinas.
I didn't know you. Yeah, I didn't
North
know that.
Carolina's a beautiful state,
You're
man.
You're definitely taking West Virginia next, aren't you?
No.
Okay, all right.
No.
You have North and South Carolina. Not really much to recap there.
I got a pigeonholed.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I can't imagine...
See that beaches, mountains, everything, man.
If someone had told
Carolinas.
Me that you would get two picks back to back and the only NFL team you would get was the Carolina Panthers, I just wouldn't have guessed that from you. Yep. I wouldn't have guessed it.
But again, a mix of SEC and some ACC.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's perfectly fine. All right. Rob, it's on you.
If you're drafting for the ACC and the SEC, we're drafting for very different reasons.
Rob, it's on you.
I will take the great state of Georgia. Georgia's
really?
Coming home.
Georgia.
You get Augusta. Speaking of great golf, Bink. You get
he's been listening
all
to the Beaver song
and all that.
That's
you get the peaches down in Georgia, and you get Atlanta, which I'm told from the people who are in the know that has an elite strip club scene. So I get Atlanta too.
They do.
I will
Magic
take
City.
Georgia.
They do, and also the best burger in Georgia, Vortex. Vortex Lounge, absolutely love it.
Great chicken wings. lemon pepper Lou. All right, Gold. Back on you, my friend.
Oh, it's also the headquarters of Waffle House
and Coca-Cola
and CNN.
There we go. I'm glad we got it all established. I'm glad we.
I'm here shouting them out.
There we go.
Chick-fil-A. Right.
Thank you guys for talking up my pick. I love it. You guys are just speaking very highly of it.
I bet you don't know this. Where was the first KFC? What state?
Louisville.
Nope. Utah.
Ah. What?
Yep. Look it up.
Okay. You're going to pick
Utah. I can't get over the fact that you answered first state with the city of Louisville. You're going to just say Kentucky?
He's done that twice today. Pittsburgh.
He said, where was it at? I knew it was in Kentucky.
This threw me for a loop, man.
All right.
That might have been the first franchise, actually, now thinking about it. Maybe that's what Bink's saying.
Salt Lake City.
All right.
Bink, one day I'd love to just go inside your mind and just get all the information out of
it. I don't know why the hell I was thinking that, but I was like, where was the first UFC?
Mind of them at Bink.
I just want the potato wedges back.
Who's going to get that answer?
I just want the potato wedges back. All right, Gold, it's your pick.
They messed up on that. All right, I'll go with Colorado. I was just there last weekend. I'm a big fan of Colorado.
Very high choice.
Went rafting.
All right.
It's a high pick. I'll go Colorado. Yeah, actually, I really do like Colorado a lot. Okay. I think it'd be a great place to live.
You like the edibles?
No, right. I think it'd be a really nice place to live.
I have the 10th and 11th selections right now. I will take Ohio as a state. Ohio off the board.
That's a good pick, actually. I like Ohio.
Very good pick.
Skyline chili, baby.
I will also take...
Not a good reason to pick it, though, but don't
Arizona
do it.
Arizona off of the board. I will take Arizona off the board.
Not only that, Rob, I just found out this the other day. Columbus, Ohio has the first craft beer hotel. You get to choose the tap in your room. There are shower beers in a little fridge right there in Columbus, Ohio. Nice pick, C-Dub.
All right, really, really quick, before we go back down the line when it comes to the snake draft, I want to update people on where we are. We are doing 25 states here because Wallet Hub said that New Jersey is the number one state to live.
Which none of us have grabbed.
I have Texas, Ohio, Arizona. Gold has Hawaii and Colorado. Rob has California and Georgia. Very strong. Bink obviously doesn't know the rules. He has South Carolina and North Carolina.
Dude, North Carolina's like a beautiful state, man.
The caller has Florida, elite, and has Missouri. We're going back down the line here. It's back on Alex Gold. He has Hawaii and Colorado right now. Very curious to see where he goes on the board.
Yeah, so I know people are going to say, well, Gold, this is to live. This isn't to visit. But when you have this city and this mecca in your state, it makes it a great state. We're going Nevada. Damn Nevada. It. Not Nevada. Nevada.
Damn it.
Okay. All right.
Raider fan.
Yeah. You know sports gambling is legal like in a bunch of states now, right?
No, those will be picked later. Those will be picked later.
Are you taking Iowa now with the 24th overall pick?
I'm not telling you where else is.
Okay,
I'm not telling you
New
where
Hampshire
else.
Coming off the board.
I'm not telling you where else. There's still a couple states on the board that have it right now.
When is New Hampshire coming
There's a couple.
Off the board? All right,
including
Rob.
Including New Jersey, by the way.
Rob, you're actually in a good spot here. You're in a good spot. You've got California, Georgia. You can go in a lot of different places here with your next selection.
I was locked in the middle of the draft, and I'm winning the draft. It's crazy because with the next pick, I'm taking the great state of Washington. I get Seattle. I get
you're trying to go broke is what you're trying to do.
I get beautiful scenery. I love my coffees. Get my Starbucks. I know it's everywhere, but it's just different. It's different there. I get my Washington.
Good seafood, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you can throw those fish.
There you go.
No, it's a beautiful part of the country. Just you picked the two most expensive states to live in the United States, I think.
Rob has no draft strategy.
Nevada is known for its very poor living out in Vegas.
You're California, Washington
boom economy.
You're probably picking New York next.
He basically just wants to smoke weed. That's basically what we've learned from Rob's selections.
Apparently.
He looked at any place that has decriminalized marijuana.
I have Colorado on mine, but yeah.
You're getting Superman high. All right, back to you. Bink, are you going north or south Dakota?
I'm not going to
keep it in the
I'm going west, young man. I'm going west.
He's going Utah, isn't he?
Wyoming. I'm going to the state where the elite go to drink, plus great beer, Montana. Why are you laughing?
Montana.
That's a great state. Great Falls. Big Sky Brewing. Beautiful scenery. Moose.
Oh my goodness.
What the hell's wrong with Montana?
It's your pick. I'm not here to laugh
at
anybody.
That's where the elite go, man.
Okay, we explained the rules to Bink,
no,
right?
This, you know what? Let Bink
be. But he asked me where
Bink.
I want to live.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bink, I'm letting be.
You ain't New Jersey.
No, it's not. I can tell. You're picking the most anti-New Jersey places on the board. All right, Steve, let me update you on where we are. I have Texas, Ohio, Arizona. Gold has Hawaii, Colorado, and Nevada. Rob has California, Georgia, and Washington. Bink has South Carolina, North Carolina, and Montana. And Steve, you have Florida and Missouri. Still a lot of quality states on the board.
Yeah, Kansas is out
there,
Steve.
Where are you going?
Let's go East Coast, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is one of your picks. You get two back-to-back picks here.
That's pretty strong.
Massachusetts this late is a strong pickup.
I've been there many times. I hate it.
All right, Steve, you got one more.
All right, let's go Alaska.
Alaska.
Interesting.
All right,
Steve. Interesting,
Steve.
All right, Steve.
It's a good pick, though. Isn't
it, doesn't it have the highest? Doesn't it have like the highest violence to populate?
No,
what's the crime rate?
It's got its own TV show, Building Alaska, man. People go out there and build homes.
I mean, basically what happened was, I mean, Steve heard how bad Bink's draft was and said, hold my beer. Let me re-up.
Alaska? It's dark half the year.
Steve has a good pick here with Alaska. Now, if he would have gone Kansas,
it's dark half
issues.
The year all the time.
At this point, you're kind of like Mike Mayock. If you tell me I made a good pick, I don't believe it's a good pick. I think I made a terrible pick. I picked Cleveland Farrell fourth overall. I don't want that.
Right.
Bink, you have another selection here. Where are you going? Idaho still on the board.
Tempting.
Tempting. Very tempting.
Wait, underrated state.
100% underrated.
I'm going to go to the state of Louisiana.
Okay.
Was that the
Pelican? Oh, the Pelican
goodness.
State?
That's what I was hoping to get on the get back. Yeah. I was hoping to nab Louisiana.
Yeah, got it. And the hot sauces.
Carrington was trying to go from Texas to Louisiana and work his way up.
I'm a little disappointed here.
See, I made a good pick.
No,
just
that's
admit
a straw.
It.
That's. I mean, I can't believe that your best value came in the fourth round.
Well, it's a good fourth round pick.
Excellent. You got Kelsey in the fourth round.
It's like
here.
A luxurious sneeze, man.
100%. 100%. All right. Rob, it's back on you, my friend. It is back on you.
I'm not going to lie. This is a great fourth round value.
Oh, boy.
New York.
Oh, dang, my God. That's where I was headed next.
The state's so nice. They're in that city twice. And I get the elite Buffalo Wings up in Buffalo. I get the Hamptons. Oh, what an amazing pick by me.
And you get New York City.
I know.
Home of putting trash outside. Home of not knowing the damn World Series is in 2015 when you hop in a cab. Why are you here from Kansas City? Oh, World Series.
I'm sure the people of Montana knew.
I bet they did.
They probably don't even have high-speed internet.
Right in their lodge with their fireplaces, drinking some Big Sky, some Moose Drool.
I mean, you got to think, the Odyssey app doesn't work here in Kansas or Missouri. Imagine how it works out in Wyoming. It's probably real bad.
That's another good one.
Thing is
Jackson or Wyoming.
Right now, Fesco in the Morning is live in Montana on the Odyssey app. All right.
Ooh, now we're getting tricky. Now it's getting a little tougher.
New York late was a great.
That was my next pick. That was going to be the next pick.
Great pickup.
Ooh.
All right. Great pickup.
I'm up, I believe. All right, I'll go.
Now's when the sledding gets a little tough. I'm not glad
you. Yeah. You know what? I'll go Michigan. I'll go Michigan here.
Michigan, good pick.
I'll go Michigan, even though we talked about Detroit a few weeks ago. But the rest of the state's all good.
I would have gotten Rhode Island, but my ex-wife's from there. I hate it.
Okay, Bink. All right.
Rhode Island.
It's a beautiful state. But.
I have back-to-back picks here, and that will round out my five. I will take, with my back-to-back picks, I will take Illinois.
That was the other thought.
I will also take Pennsylvania. Back-to-back selections.
You were giving me crap about Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but he got him at the fifth pick. It's a little bit different.
I got it with the 21st overall pick. Montana wouldn't have been drafted. We would have just given you six.
Montana's
states.
A great state. A lot of people are moving there.
All right.
A lot of people are moving. Really?
Be quiet. Yeah. Gold they are.
All right, let me recap where we are. I am done with my draft. I have Texas, Ohio, Arizona, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. Gold has one more pick. He has Hawaii, Colorado, Nevada, and Michigan. Rob, California, Georgia, Washington, and New York. Bank, South Carolina, North Carolina, Montana, and Louisiana. Steve on the phone line has Florida, Missouri, Massachusetts, and Alaska. I am done with my draft. Goal, this is your final selection.
Oof. You know what? I'll stay out west. We'll go Oregon.
You're not even going to your former state.
Idaho. It is beautiful. If we would have had a few more picks, I would, but I can't pick them as a top five pick of mine. Can't
potatoes. Okay.
Boys, it's beautiful. It's beautiful there.
Oregon's off the board.
By the way, Bank, another place where you got to pump your, you can't pump your own gas.
Oregon, yeah.
All right. Rob, you have one more selection.
With this my final selection.
The 23rd overall pick.
I will select the state of Arkansas. Arkansas is gorgeous up in northern Arkansas. Beautiful country. And Bink knows this. Elite breweries down in Arkansas.
This is 100% correct.
I will take
correct.
Arkansas in the fifth round.
Unfortunately, Rub's right.
I enjoyed Fayetteville. I don't know about the rest of the state. Enjoyed Fayetteville.
I love Bentonville. I actually love that part of the country. All right, Bink, this is on you.
All right, because it has beaches. It is also the mecca of college football. And the beer is fantastic.
Oh, here we go.
The Alabama Beer Trail. Great state of Alabama. Ramma Jamma Yellowhammer. Roll Tide Roll.
Okay. Alabama.
We got Auburn. We got Bama.
I understand. I don't have any issues with Alabama. I don't have any issues with Alabama. No issues with Alabama. I think that's a very strong pick. All right. Steve, you have... excuse me. Steve, you have the final pick. You have Florida, Missouri, Massachusetts, and Alaska. You get one more selection to round out your five, Steve. Where are you going?
Let's see. Is Minnesota still on the board?
Minnesota is still alive.
Let's go to Minnesota.
All right, Minnesota off the board here. Minnesota is the final selection in the drive draft. I will recap it one more time. We'll also let the text line decide who wins. I have Texas, Ohio, Arizona, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. Rob has California, Georgia, Washington, New York, and Arkansas. Alex Gold has Hawaii, Colorado, Nevada, Michigan, and Oregon. Bank has South Carolina, North Carolina, Montana, Louisiana, and Alabama. The callers have Florida, Missouri, Massachusetts, Alaska, and Minnesota.
Now you laugh.
Oh, man. Yeah, Bink and the caller had the two worst, unfortunately.
No, I didn't, Gold.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys did.
I mean, Montana's. I mean,
Rob's was strong.
Montana's a great place.
Okay.
It's a great place to take a girl. Oh, sorry, Alex.
I just want to.
What's that?
Catching strays?
Yeah, I don't know. What the hell was that? We didn't need that drive by. Wow. That was great.
Ain't no hour dates in Montana.
I just want to point out one thing that we we selected half of the Union and nobody selected Kansas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.